critique of Christianity becomes superfluous, becomes unnecessary. Now, when we look at Thomistic and Ghazalian virtue theory, in other words, Catholic and Muslim virtue theory, yes, there are similarities and, in fact, total agreement in major areas, but that's virtue theory. For example, both Aquinas and Ghazali affirm the cardinal virtues of shuja'a and adala and iffa and hikmah, courage, justice, temperance, and wisdom. Imam Ghazali calls these ummahatul fada'il. Both confirm Aristotle's method of habitus, that one can acquire one or more of these virtues by disciplining the self. Many aspects of Muslim and Christian psychology are also similar or the same. This idea of emptying the soul or the nafs of vice, adorning the soul with virtue, thus imitating the very character of God, tahliya, tahliya, tajliya, via purgativa, via contemplativa, via illuminativa. There are clear parallels here. However, both theologies cannot be true at the same time. This is a violation of a fundamental a priori law of being called the principle of contradiction. Either Isa alayhi salam is God or he is not. He cannot be both at the same time in the same respect. Either the lights are on or they're off. Either it is raining or it's not. There is no third option, principle of the excluded middle. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, is either God or he's not. No third option. And Christians don't believe that he's a demigod or half God. They believe that he's 100% God. With this said, and in light of the so-called holiday season, I want to take a few minutes to talk about Islamic Christology. The term Christology basically refers to what, in this case, the Quran has to say about our Master Isa alayhi salam. The term Christology comes from Christ and Logos. It is the study of the Messiah, study of Al-Masih alayhi salam. And when we study Christology, there is what I call positive Christology, which has two aspects for the mental note takers, inshallah. You can file this somewhere. The two aspects of positive Christology deal with what he is, what is Isa alayhi salam, referring to his very essence or nature, and then who he is, referring to his particular identity. Therefore, there's also negative Christology. Who and what Isa alayhi salam is not. Now, if you read the Quran, it is very clear that there are things that the Christians got right. There are also things that they got wrong. Here's the key point. The Quran is a theologically judgmental book. Even if our modern society considers it politically incorrect or socially uncouth to pass judgment on another person's religion or worldview, these woke sentiments do not change the reality that there is truth and falsehood, and that the Quran purports to reveal the truth. Personal feelings do not change objective facts about reality. 2 + 2 = 4. It can never equal 5, no matter how much you want it to equal 5. A man is a man. It can never be a woman, no matter how much you want to be a woman if you're a man. A woman is a woman. Truth is truth. Falsehood is falsehood. The Quran says, وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. The truth has come. You have to pardon my voice, I'm a little bit ill. The truth has come with a capital T. Not a relative truth. Not my truth or your truth. The truth has come. And falsehood has vanished. Indeed, falsehood is ever vanishing. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he repeated this ayah when he was smashing the idols at the Kaaba in imitation of his forefather, the great iconoclast, our Master Ibrahim alayhi salam. But according to Imam al-Razi and Imam al-Tabari, this ayah more generally refers to the coming of the Quran, the coming of the final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and the establishment of al-Islam, that it is the truth. Huwa alladhi arsala rasuluhu bil huda wa din al-haq. It is he who has sent his messenger with guidance and the religion of truth. So let's begin with the first words of Isa alayhi salam according to the Quran. We are told that when Maryam alayhi salam brought the infant Isa alayhi salam, carrying him in her arms into the sight of her family, they began accusing her of infidelity. Now, think about it. What can she possibly say to defend herself adequately? How can she talk herself out of this situation? And by the way, there are some popular Muslim preachers and speakers, popular on the internet, who don't even affirm that Isa alayhi salam was born from a virgin birth. Now this is something that the Quran clearly affirms. This is something that that Islam has in common with Christianity. This is something that the Quran has in common with the New Testament. This explains the shock of her people when they saw the little baby. Ya Maryamu, laqad ji'ti shay'an fariya. Oh Mary, you've brought an amazing thing. Because they knew that she was unmarried. Elsewhere in the Quran, we are told that when Jibril alayhi salam came to Maryam alayhi salam and gave her glad tidings of Isa alayhi salam, she said, how shall this thing be when no man has touched me? And Jibril alayhi salam's answer wasn't, oh, in a year or so, you're going to conceive a child with your husband. No. قَالَ كَذَٰلِكِ اللَّهُ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ إِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Even so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates whatever He wills. Whenever He decrees a matter, He merely says to it, be, and it is. So Maryam alayhi salam, the Quran says, فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ, that she merely pointed to Isa alayhi salam. قَالَ كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ صَبِيًّا. They say to her, how could we speak to a child in the cradle? قَالَ, meaning Isa alayhi salam, said, إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ, indeed I am the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. آتَانِيَ الْكِتَابَ وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا. He has given me the revelation and has appointed me a prophet. وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيًّا. And He has made me blessed wheresoever I am. And He has commanded me to prayer and charity as long as I live. And He has made me kind to my mother and not arrogant and unblessed. So peace be upon me the day that I was born, the day that I die, and the day that I'm raised to life again. Imam al-Qurtubi, he points out two things here. He says that number one, that Isa alayhi salam was given the ability to speak with intelligence, with articulation as an infant, in order to defend the chastity and honor of his mother. This is his first miracle in the Quran. His first miracle in the New Testament is mentioned in John chapter 2, when Isa alayhi salam, according to this source, turns water into wine at a wedding. Imam Qurtubi mentions the second thing, that his first words are an admission of his servitude, his servanthood, ubudiyya, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in direct contradistinction to the Christian position that Jesus is a divine incarnation, meaning God Himself in the flesh. The Quran continues, ذَلِكَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمْ قَوْلَ الْحَقِّ الَّذِي فِيهِ يَمْتَرُونَ. That is Jesus, the son of Mary. It is a statement of truth about which they are vainly disputing. Imam al-Qurtubi here, he says, that statement of truth refers to the aforementioned Quranic narrative about Isa alayhi salam, depicting him as a human being, a bashar, in all respects, yet endowed with revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a human prophet. This is similar to how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to reveal about himself, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشِرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. يُوحَى إِلَيَّ. Say, I am only a man like yourselves, but I receive revelation. The same phraseology is used for Isa alayhi salam. مَا الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمْ إِلَّا الرَّسُولُ. Christ, the son of Mary, was no more than a messenger. قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ وَأُمُّهُ الصِّدِّيقَةُ. Many were the messengers who passed away before him, and his mother was a truthful woman. كَانَا يَأْكُلَانِ الطَّعَامِ. They both ate food. Very interesting statement in the Quran. They both ate food. What's the argument here? That both of them, Isa alayhi salam and Maryam alayhi salam, they're both dependent human beings. But with respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَهُوَ يُتْعِمُ وَلَا يُتْعَامُ. He is the one who feeds and is never fed, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an independent deity. He is God. So Isa alayhi salam is a human prophet. And this goes back to what I was saying earlier about the what and the who of Islamic Christology. What is Isa alayhi salam essentially? A human being, a bashar. Who is he in particular? A prophet, a nabi, a rasul, a messenger. This is in direct opposition to the Christian, to the Jewish and Christian narratives about Isa alayhi salam. One side makes him a human non-prophet, Judaism, a human non-prophet. The other side makes him a divine prophet on the other. The Quran affirms a middle position, if you will. He is a human prophet. Ya ahl al-kitab, la taghlu fi dinikum. O people of the book, don't go to extremes in your religion. And this ayah is revealed specifically with regards to Christology. Very interestingly, there's an apocryphal saying of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Some of them, is a lot of weakness in this hadith, but many of the ulama mention it. That not only did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compare Musa alayhi salam with Sayyidina Umar, but he compared Isa alayhi salam with Sayyidina Ali. And Ali, Sayyidina Ali, is quoted to have said in Nahjul Balagha, which again is a very weak source, but very interesting. He says, two groups of people will be led astray because of me. Muhibbun mufritun, the one who loves me so much that he lets his feelings get the better of his intellect. And this is the way which he leaves the truth. Mubghidun mufritun, and the one who hates me so much that he lets his feelings get the better of his intellect. So he leaves the truth. Very interesting. SubhanAllah. So he is a human prophet, Isa alayhi salam. Now interestingly, Hafs reads qawla al-haq with qawl in the accusative, mansub. While Warsh reads qawlul haq with qawl in the nominative, marfu'. Both readings are authorized and authentic. It is a function of the seven ahruf of the Quran. If the latter, then qawlul haq refers to Isa alayhi salam himself. Thalika Isa ibn Maryam, qawlul haq alladhi fihi yamturun. That he, Isa alayhi salam, is the word of truth, the word of al-haq. Who is al-haq? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Isa alayhi salam is the word of God. This title is honorific. As Imam al-Razi says, it's like referring to a very generous person as generosity itself. Isa alayhi salam received wahi since he was an infant. Thus he is the word of God in this figurative and honorific sense. Just as the Kaaba is Baytullah, not in a literal sense, in its honorific and figurative sense, an idafa of takrim and tashrif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Isa alayhi salam, ruh and jasad, body and soul, by willing his existence through the divine fiat, kun, and there he was, fayakun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ma kana lillahi ayyattakhidha min waladin, subhana. It is not befitting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to beget a son or take a son. Glory to him. إِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونُ. Whenever he decrees a matter, he merely says to it be, and it is. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quotes Isa alayhi salam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُوا هَذَا صِرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Indeed, Allah is my Lord and your Lord. This is a straight path. The Sirat al-Mustaqim, according to Imam al-Razi, is between the tashbih the anthropomorphism of Christians who have made Allah a creature, and the ta'til, and the extreme transcendence of the Jews who have denied the divine sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a brilliant analysis by Imam al-Razi, rahimahullah ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not beget a son, that is to say, beget a son, a walad, in the physical sense, which is a Mormon belief, nor did he beget a son in the metaphysical sense. This claim that Allah generated or caused a son from his very essence in pre-eternality. This is a Trinitarian belief. The Trinitarians are Catholics, Eastern Orthodox, and Protestant. They claim that God is three distinct persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who all share or participate in God's essence, three particulars, one universal, co-substantial. The second person, they say, incarnated into human flesh about 2,000 years ago and became Jesus of Nazareth, Isa alayhi salam. Therefore, they say, Isa alayhi salam is essentially God, yet in human appearance. God became man, they say. This is their belief. That's not all. They believe that God, in effect, killed himself in order to save people from his own wrath. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This is why many Christians convert to Islam. In my experience, 25 some odd years of interfaith work, this is a major reason why Christians become Muslim. They love Isa alayhi salam, but their conscience won't allow them to deify him, to believe that he's a God who became man and was put to death. There's a tension internally they feel in their fitrah about such things. What is the Quranic response to such things? لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحَ بْنُ مَرْيَمَ. It is a statement of those who disbelieved, who said that indeed Allah is Christ, the Son of Mary. وَقَالَ الْمَسِيحِ. But the Messiah said, يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, O children of Israel, اُعْبُدُ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ. Worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. إِنَّهُ مَا يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever in partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever says Allah shares his essence or attributes with other persons or hypostatic entities, however you want to frame it, Allah has forbidden such a person Jannah. وَمَأْوَاهُمْ نَارٌ. And his final destination is the fire. وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارٍ. And there's no one to help the unbelievers. Now, we can't judge individuals because we don't know their hearts, we don't know their past trauma, we don't know their ends, but we can certainly judge beliefs because we have Al-Furqan. This is the name of the Quran. Trinitarianism or incarnationalist Christology is not even something that does not even agree with statements in the Bible. In Mark chapter 12, a man comes to Isa alayhi salam. This is a Christian source. He says, which is the greatest commandment? Isa alayhi salam, he quotes the Torah, Deuteronomy 6:4. Musaddiqan lima bayna yadayya min at-Torah. The Quran tells us, Isa alayhi salam confirmed the theological aspects of the Torah for the most part. And Isa alayhi salam says, Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, in the Hebrew. If I were to translate that to Arabic, word for word, Isma ya Israel, Huwa Allah, Huwa Ahadun. He is Allah, He is Ahad. Echad and Ahad are exact cognates. This is the word Isa alayhi salam used, describing God in a Christian text. And Echad, Ahad means one, not three. One means one. Man means man. Moon means moon. Stars means stars. Not three in one. One. وَلَا تَقُولُوا ثَلَاثًا. Don't say three. إِنْتَهُ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Cease and desist. It is better for you. إِنَّمَا اللَّهُ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ. For your God is one God. In Mark chapter 10, a Jewish lawyer comes to Isa alayhi salam. And he says, good master, what must I do to gain eternal life? Isa alayhi salam says, a Christian source. Why do you call me good? No one is good but one. That is God. Out of his tawadur, out of his humility, Isa alayhi salam does not even accept the title of good, let alone God. And then he says to the man, follow the commandments and you shall enter the life. Salvation is through following the commandments. This is very different than what you hear from Paul and from most Christians. Christianity, by and large, is Pauline, Greco-Roman Christianity. What does Paul say in Romans? In order for you to be saved, you must confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. That's not what Isa alayhi salam says, according to Mark chapter 10, a Christian source. He says, follow the commandments. And then two chapters later in Mark chapter 12, it becomes clear that Jesus was referring to three specific commandments. God is Echad. God is one. And love God with all thy heart, soul, and strength. And love your neighbor as yourself, meaning your fellow human being. And to love your neighbor doesn't mean you accept your neighbor or accept your fellow human for everything this person claims to be. You love for their guidance. And that's Islam. Imam al-Razi said, what is Islam? Al-ibadatu lil-khaliq wa rahmatu lil-khalq. Worshipping the Creator and showing compassion and mercy towards His creation. People say God in Islam is not loving. I don't know what Quran they're reading. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. You know what this means? The indiscriminately compassionate and the intimately loving. And that translation doesn't begin to do it justice. This is mentioned twice in the first three verses of the Quran. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Three ayats mentioned twice. What do you want it to be in every ayah? Also in the Torah, Numbers 23:19. I teach this to my students. Three words. Lo ish el in Hebrew. God is not a man. This is what it says. Ajib. God is not a man that he should lie. The Christian response is, well, Jesus was God and he never lied. But that's not the meaning of the verse. According to Rabbi Abahu of Caesarea, the meaning is, whoever claims to be God, whatever man claims to be God, he is a liar. This is the meaning of the verse. Interestingly, there's no single statement in any canonical gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, where Isa alayhi salam is reported to have said, I am God. It doesn't exist. Also in Hosea 11:9, it says that God said to the prophet Hosea, Ki el anoki velo ish in the Hebrew, indeed I am Allah and not a man. These two entities, God and man, are mutually exclusive. God is God and man is man. There's so much more to say, but I'll leave it here for the sake of time and the sake of my voice. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم توبوا إلى الله يا تواب توبوا عليه